Well, thanks for joining us today, Social Spring.
Hello. Social Spring's actually anti-social spring sometimes.
That's okay. You know, on the days that you're anti-social spring, just be anti-social spring. Welcome to Around the Mic, everyone. I'm Heather DeLuca with Mike Richman and Social Spring Gonzalez of The Mike Show. We're going to chat with you about a couple things that we just didn't have time to elaborate on the air with you this week. I want to start today with the story that had me giggling from the minute I saw the tweet about this man in Texas who takes a girl out on their first date to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and she winds up texting during the entire movie, or she texts throughout a good portion of it. He asks her to stop. She gets up and walks out of the theater to finish her text and just never comes back. And now he's suing her for $17.30, the cost of the ticket. He must have really wanted to see Guardians of the Galaxy. So my thing of this is, my question is, because they found each other via an online dating site,
right?
Do you think he should be suing, like, whether it was eHarmony or Match.com to get his money back? Do you think that some of these dating sites, because still the man is, you know, the one that's expected to, like, pick up the tab on a date, to be chivalrous. Do you think that there should be some clause in online dating that says if it doesn't go well, you can get your money back for that date because they made a bad match for you?
No, just because sometimes there's no money spent on date. So then what are you supposed to do when the date goes wrong, if that makes any sense? And I'm saying date very loosely.
What dates do you go on that cost nothing?
Well, because...
are you talking about, like...
These dating sites, like, if it's Tinder, you're not particularly sometimes using it for, you know, dating.
Well,
dating.
Tinder, no. I think, is different than the types of
what
relationships...
What dating site did he use?
I don't know.
Bumble.
He'd use Bumble.
Bumble's also free, and Bumble's similar to Tinder also.
Okay. So, I guess then there's a context within that.
Right, because if he paid for it... That would suck. That's one.
I kind of think he's got a leg to stand on here, at least with the girl.
I think he's being so petty about it. And if I was the girl, I think I would just give him the money and just say, just go away. It's obviously not going to work. We're not going to be together. Just forget it.
I don't think we sue enough in this country.
Because you, like, you really took this to court? Could you imagine being
the jury? Oh my gosh, I need this in front of Judge Judy so bad.
I want her to throw it away. I do, because what is this? I would just give him the money myself out of frustration.
I wish, you know how you can do citizen's arrest? I wish you could do like citizen sue, where you just like walk up and automatically sue somebody. No judge, no jury. Somebody does something that annoys you, you could just slap them with a citizen sue.
Huh.
Like texting, I think, excessive texting, I would have to slap somebody with a citizen sue on that.
See, if you did that to me, I'm going to be like, I'm not giving you money, though. I'm happy that you're upset about it enough that you gave me a citizen sue, and I would walk away.
Like, why did she agree to go see Guardians of the Galaxy? First of all, I don't necessarily advocate movies for a first date because you spend two hours in a theater not speaking. You're not getting to know each other.
And you get a movie out of it. I love that.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
I think in this guy's situation, in any sort of online dating thing, it's buyer beware. I mean, come on.
And they also want to go see Guardians of the Galaxy, so I'm assuming that they're probably young.
But if there's somebody...
I'm not saying too young. I mean, like, probably, like, millennial, like, probably, like, no more than 35.
Right. But, like... I don't like when anybody texts during a movie, not because they're not watching the film, but because I can see the light, and it annoys me.
So she was saying that the reason why she was texting was because her friend had a problem with a boyfriend. And I have been in that situation where I have been in the movie theater and something like that happens. But you know what I do?
You take it
I
outside.
I read the message. No, I just read the message and then I turn it off.
Yeah, turn the phone off. Imagine
that's it. So really she should not be texting. Should he sue her?
What was happening was she was probably texting her friend saying, I need a 911. Get me out of here
because
I don't like this guy. I don't want to watch this movie.
Too bad.
Problem solved. Now slapped with a lawsuit. Now, is he suing her or is he suing the company?
He's
the
suing her.
Company?
But I was wondering if you guys thought maybe because
I think it would be funnier if he sued the company.
They got matched through like one of these sites, that maybe there should be some
more
sort
detail
of,
like, was this a Tinder type of situation, or was it like match.com?
I think,
because match.com requires money, doesn't it?
I think it's funny that he's suing her for the price of both tickets and not just her ticket.
Oh, I thought he was suing her for the price of just one.
$17.30
That could be an IMAX ticket easily.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I assumed it was one, but you mentioned two.
Just,
let me go back and see where
they
met.
There's certain things, you know, you just got to cut your losses and move on.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this guy even said that he was sort of doing it to make a point, and it did sound sort of silly, but he was ticked that she texted through the whole movie. Come on, honey. Turn
but
the phone
see
off.
The, in some reports, they were saying that she only texted for 15 to 20 minutes of
that's
the movie.
That's still 20
that's
minutes.
That's why I'm like, wait,
okay,
what is it?
On
is
a
it
date,
the whole movie 15, 20 minutes?
The whole thing is just disrespectful.
Well, maybe.
If you're on a date with somebody,
yes,
and you're texting somebody,
right,
that much.
Be texting.
Come on.
But I think she started texting when the movie started. So
that's even worse.
So she's texting for 10, 15 minutes. That is like the whole movie of what she watched, she's texting for. Because she did get up eventually and leave the theater, but she never came back.
Would you allow texting during the opening coming attractions? Would you allow that?
Yeah.
No, my phone, the minute I sit into the theater,
well,
is away.
That's me, but if I hear people chattering, talking, talking to the screen, taking a call, texting,
right,
during the previews, like, I used to get pissed off because previews are half of the reason why I go to the movies.
I love previews.
But I learned to like stop after I got a bucket of popcorn poured on my head one time.
Oh, nice.
So I just like.
Somebody
definitely
poured a
want to hear that
$16 bucket of popcorn over your head.
Or was it like Tilton Tuesday where it's
$2? It was the Terminal with Tom Hanks. So I don't think the popcorn was quite $17 yet. It was quite some time ago. But
you went to the movie theater to see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have an appointment? It's for GOAT.
Yeah, that was the movie where Tom Hanks is like a immigrant or something like that. And
he's
stuck
from
in
Krakow. Cracovia. He gets trapped. His country goes to like war, and there's an annex, and he can't get back to where he's going to. He
has to live in an airport.
He's living in an airport. He's in between. He's not a U.S. citizen, and now his country has no. He's not a citizen there either. So he gets trapped living for for like 3 weeks in this.
Happens all the time
in this terminal, in which he falls in love with Catherine Zeta-Jones and makes a love connection between Diego Luna and Zoe Saldana. It's really nice.
It sounds pretty recent.
It's a really touching story.
Yeah, it was like 2000. I went to see it with Sean, so it was probably like 2004.
Again, another one of those movies where I just see Tom Hanks with an accent.
He doesn't. You don't believe that he is Krakowian.
Wife Karen was watching. She rented the movie Sully.
You didn't buy him a Sully?
I only hung for about 10 minutes of the movie, but then I was just going, it's
really?
Tom Hanks with
a
mustache.
It's hard. It is. And I honestly, because Clint Eastwood originally, who directed the movie, originally wanted to play Sully, and that I would have bought. Picture Clint Eastwood with the white mustache and like the whiter hair. He's got the similar gait as Sully. He's like that tall, lanky person. So I was like, how is Tom Hanks going to pull this off? But he did.
Clint
he did in
Eastwood
a way, but...
As everybody hold on.
We're about
we're going down in the Hudson.
We got geese. We got geese.
We got geese. Both my engines are out. Assume crash position.
Go ahead, geese. Make my day.
Oh, my God.
Geese, get off of my plane.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be an interesting question. You know, favorite Tom Hanks movie? Because he's been in a ton of movies.
Didn't we talk about this before?
No, that was
when we talked about.
No, we were talking about which Tom
Forrest
Hanks
Gump.
Do we like more?
Oh yeah.
And I'm still
which
going
Tom
with
Hanks
Castaway.
Was hotter? You said Castaway, and I said.
You ever see
Forrest
the man
Gump.
With one red shoe?
Yes, that's way old.
Yeah, that or Big.
I love
great,
Big.
Great Tom Hanks movie.
Big always makes me uncomfortable during the sex.
Didn't
scene,
you say
so.
You just watched it?
No.
Somebody that I know just watched it and said that they didn't realize Tom Hanks eventually gets with Elizabeth Perkins, but he's a secretly
spoiler.
He's like a 12-year-old inside.
Spoiler
so it was like, ew,
it's
this
a
is
weird
creepy.
Scene. No, that wasn't me. I've seen Big since I don't know when, but I've seen Big plenty of times.
Okay. Aw.
So the answer to your question, no.
Okay. So there
what
should,
was the question?
Should there be, if they were matched through a dating site,
right,
should he be able to then go back and ask for the money, not from the date, but from the company that poorly matched him?
I think it would be funny, and he should if he could, but
I get it. Buyer beware.
Then,
we'll see.
Then
it's,
all these.
It's all part
of. She could have just Venmo'd him the money.
It's all part of the dating.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yes. Go, lady.
Or bad
date. Go look for Spring's app. She can help you.
And enough of these suing. I realize it's only $17, but enough of these suing big corporations because they're worth billions of dollars, and you know people are targeting these companies. You know, yeah. Just trying to get money.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, get rich quick.
So what's going on with you guys this week?
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to is going home and making some avocado toast.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's bankrupting millennials.
God.
Avocado toast, it's just so awesome now, and I'm just happy that I don't have avocado hand.
See, now I'm very confused about the avocado toast.
Can't you just make it at home? Like, why
exactly.
are people so lazy?
I have never in this life gone to a restaurant and ordered avocado toast.
Me neither. This whole time,
I was under the assumption everyone's making it at home.
No, it's dangerous.
Until I read, like, an opinion piece on GQ that he says that he does occasionally buy avocado toast for $12 to $13 during brunch. And I'm like, of all the brunch options, getting avocado toast?
I almost
toast?
Just cursed right there.
Right.
It's like you get a piece of Ezekiel bread or toast.
Exactly.
You smash the avocado on top of
Done.
It. You cook an egg if you want it, or you sprinkle
That's
some
it.
Like...
That's all you need to do.
Olive oil over the top.
Right.
What is the... Why is avocado toast this trendy thing? And why does it cost $13?
I just don't understand, when did avocado become so popular? Because in my head, avocado was that disgusting thing that they would put next to my rice and beans at dinner, and my grandma just kept pushing it on me, and I'm like, I don't want it. And then my taste developed when I was like 15, 16.
You love it 16, now, right? You can't.
And I love it now. Then all of a sudden, it was everywhere.
Guac
avocado,
is life.
Avocado, yeah. Guacamole. Oh, my God.
You,
and I'm just like, what is this?
You should leave it to the professionals to prepare your
I blame Chipotle.
Avocado toast, because people are cutting their fingers off doing it.
Right. They're not holding
avocado
it correctly.
Hand. And now some doctors
yes.
want
How?
Warning
so
warning stickers on the avocados.
I'm assuming that
because
they don't
realize.
Because
they're not cutting the avocado correctly.
Right, so they're yep. probably holding it with, like palming it, and then when they're cutting, they're probably just going straight
yep.
in between
there
their index
go.
And
okay,
middle finger.
Finger.
You don't do that. You
no.
score the outside. You twist it to open.
What?
You well, pop
reasonably out, minded people
you
do
You pop
that,
out yes, the center, and then you use your spoon to scoop it
Oh
out first,
my goodness.
And then you cut it.
Never in this life have I done it that way.
Yeah,
that
well,
was
that's,
interesting. Oh my God, I just learned that you cut your avocado differently.
Yes,
me.
That's Wait. The way to do it.
Because
no.
some people, you know, if you're
you
holding
hollow
it like
out
this,
the skin
no.
and
you
then you
have,
cut it.
You only have 5 attempts to get it right, and then you've got no fingers at all.
So my method mm-hmm. is usually because there's 2 different types of avocados. Usually everyone eats the Haas avocado. I eat the bigger one sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
The giant, like, super
yeah.
green one.
Yeah.
So whenever we eat that one, we don't peel the whole thing. We just kind of cut it in slices and save it that way.
No, I understand.
But we never scoop it out. I usually just, like, peel it off. It's, like, my favorite part is to gently peel it off.
Okay, I don't
like
do
a
that.
Banana.
But even if I'm, like, sometimes I'll have a half for lunch.
Right.
And I'm not putting it on anything or making
uh-huh.
guacamole out of it, I will still score the outside, twist it to get it to open.
I like that you twist
you
it.
You take your knife. You
uh-huh.
just pop it on top of the pit
right.
and roll it out with the knife.
No.
And then I'll just take the
Could
knife
slip,
and score
though.
It.
Gotta be careful.
I'll score it easily, and then I'll just take a fork and pop it out. I mean, I don't
cut
understand
it in
what the big deal is.
I cut it in like slices and then I just kind of take it out.
No.
And then I never peel the like nut from the inside. I just kind of pull it out with my hand.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Well, see, this is the problem. It's that lady.
So,
it's
what
that
we do is safe.
It's that
or
lady.
It's very safe. What lady?
I just wear.
Peel the avocado.
Because you're supposed
peel
to peel
the
it.
Avocado.
It's
well,
the
stop
best way
listening
to
her. You're hurting yourself.
They
oh my
say
God.
That if you peel the skin of an avocado out, you're sexually frustrated, right?
I've never heard of that.
Well, I guess
Someone
I'm all
get
right
off
then.
Elite Daily.
Oh, wait. No, that's beer bottle labels. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused.
Oh, is that true?
Oh yeah, if you always see that person over at the bar, they're peeling the
I
label
do that
off the
all
you
the
do
time.
That at the bar?
Yeah.
I've never done that at the bar.
Well, there you go.
I do.
I'm always too busy doing
who.
Other things.
It's a challenge to me to see if I can get it off in one thing without it tearing.
That's what she said.
Understood.
Sexually frustrated.
You do that with all water bottles or just beer bottles?
It's Google it.
I do it with everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's already a habit.
Google it. Peeling beer bottle labels. Sexually frustrated.
That's your business.
Heather's frustrated.
No words here.
No words. Got none.
What happens if you drink the beer from the can, though? How do you express that? But anyway, so yeah, you got to be careful. And doctors want warning labels on avocados.
Stop it.
Yeah. Stickers. Put
well,
on
then
there.
They need to put them on bagels, too, because just as many people go to the ER slicing their hands open, trying to cut a bagel with it like standing up instead of laying it down and cutting it like this. I mean, Jesus, what is going on?
Than when they peeled the avocados and put it in plastic containers. That was my favorite part. Thank you, Whole Foods.
The I just think we need to put...
No, that's what the protective cover is for. You're just wasting plastic. You do not need it to be pre-cut for you.
I think we need to put warning stickers on knives telling people that you will cut yourself with this knife if you're not careful.
How about don't be a dumbass? Like, I don't know... If I had to go to the ER because I cut myself for not properly cutting an avocado,
would you take the avocado with you to the urgent care or the ER?
Totally would.
Probably, because they leave you sitting in the waiting room for so long, it would give me something to eat.
No, I totally would because I love to tell stories whenever something happens to me, so I need the avocado as a prop.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. This is what caused it.
Why weren't you a lawyer?
And if that
I don't know.
And if that put you there, I would definitely take it with me. Yeah.
All right. Would you come visit me if I was in the hospital because I cut myself on an avocado? Just to laugh at me?
I may laugh also.
Okay.
Oh my God, talking about laughing at someone else's injuries. So Friday night, I went out with my other best friend. But usually I hang out with my other best friend. So I'm hanging out with best friend A on Friday night. Best friend B goes out on her own. And I get a call 4 a.m. and someone's calling me saying best friend B hurt her eye. She fell on the curb and she scraped her eye. So I'm thinking, oh, she has like a black and blue. No big deal.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And I don't know if it's a nervous reaction from me, but the next day I saw her literally ballooned up like Rocky. Her eye.
That's awful.
And she's crying. She's crying in the back seat. Just like, I was hysterically crying while best friend A is in the front seat saying, I really don't like best friend B.
Was she chasing an Uber too?
No, actually, she was apparently trying to fight everyone in the bar because she had way too much whiskey.
All right.
And she tripped on the curb, hit her eye, and then the next day when she finally showed me her eye, I could not stop laughing. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
She should not sue the whiskey company for that.
No.
Just like the guy shouldn't sue the... No. Anyway.
So, yeah. The point of the story is, if I ever saw you in the hospital because of an avocado hand, expect me to be there hysterically laughing at you.
Okay.
I'm not going to offer sympathy. I'm just going to start laughing.
Fair warned, if I...
Yes. That's what's going
to
happen.
At least I'll have somebody to keep me company. Anything on your mind this week, Spring?
Well, I was on BuzzFeed, and there was a question that says, would you let your bae, well, I guess in your case is your significant other, mm-hmm. your spouse, mm-hmm. see your iPhone library? Just your photo library. Not even your text messages. Your photo library. Would you really? I would not.
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
And it's not even just because of inappropriate things. It's just questionable things that I have in my phone and pictures.
I would have no problem with it.
I don't have any problem with it. But
all my stuff goes to the cloud anyway, and wife Karen has access to the cloud.
I don't have the cloud. My cloud's turned off.
I have weird memes, like, and some of them are kind of like, why is she laughing at those sort of memes?
Okay, well, I get that, but there was a point in time where I wouldn't have given anybody my phone.
Really? What happened?
There was a point in time.
Is it because of what was on it, or because just you had trust issues? Like, you just didn't want anyone seeing your
phone? Probably both.
Okay.
Probably both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you let him read your text messages?
Now.
What?
would you let your boss see your photo library?
Mm-mm. Not even photo like, library. Not even if it
yes.
was
text
no.
messages. No.
Really? Mm. So boss can see photo library, but no text.
No.
Message.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
How about
there's
your best
like,
best friend.
Oh yeah,
my you, best friend yeah. could see it.
Oh yeah.
That like
here,
that's
I'll
fine.
I'll give you my
like,
phone
I have
right
this
now.
Picture
you
in my phone. Like what? Why is this in my phone? I don't need someone looking at this and saying, Spring, what is this about? And I have way too many selfies that no one needs to know that I have or do.
What if my significant other doesn't let me look through his?
That's questionable.
I immediately delete my texts anyway, so.
See, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Because I didn't do that for the longest time, and I found out that eats up a ton of your memory.
Yes, it does.
And so I
just
started deleting them.
When I look in my phone, I find weird pictures like this.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's the ones you can't explain or some
that
of the funniest
from our,
ones.
Fantastic.
From our bar crawl. Ones I don't remember taking.
By
like
the way,
this.
very embarrassing moment that I almost had a breakdown because I couldn't find my Anastasia Beverly Hills glow kit. And I really started to question myself after that first world problem because I was going around my house like, I need to find this glow kit.
How many pictures do you have in your library right now?
Right now,
I have a lot because I'm
1,132.
Because I'm paranoid.
I beat you.
I know you did.
I have 2,568.
Okay, I got 1,414. Because I'm always paranoid that I'm going to delete something or lose something. That's why I have the cloud, just redundancy.
Nah.
No, I don't have that.
I always think that I'm going to lose the photos.
Every now and again, I'll plug my phone in and I'll just move everything to like a folder on my desktop at home. So I have them someplace.
See, but I have this picture in my phone. This is not my car. This is a picture of a flat tire. And the only reason why it's in this phone is because I screenshotted someone else's accident as a backup excuse because I didn't want to go out with these group of people. So I said I had a flat tire.
Oh my gosh. Spring. Don't let us in on all your secrets,
girl.
So
that's in my car. I never actually sent it, but it was there as a just in case they asked for a photo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I like this topic because I think, you know, it says a lot. Like, oh, let me see what photos you have in your life. Like, what? Like,
why is this in my phone? It's my friend's father with a wax figure of Nicki Minaj.
Oh, it's a wax figure? I thought he was with a stripper.
No, that's Nicki Minaj. But doesn't it look like...
Yeah, it's right? Naughty. It's freaking hot.
And he's
hot.
Just there, just standing in the back with a smile on his face.
I definitely think it says a lot if you don't let... If somebody asks to see your significant other asks to see your photo library, like, if you don't give it over, it's like, well, what are you hiding? What don't you want me to see? It opens up this whole other can of worms.
See, I just don't want you to see it, not because it's bad, just because it's just weird. Like, why is there a picture of Shaq singing in my phone?
I also have... Here's the thing. I also have an enormous number of like positivity quotes or memes that I screenshot just to go back and look at.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of embarrassing for someone to see that like I have all these like self-motivating.
But I have the same
like,
thing too. Okay. Yeah. No, you're fine. But if someone saw it, I would just say, I mean, I just thought it was cool. Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have more pictures of yourself or other people on your
phone? According to my phone, I have 182 selfies, but it's not just of me when you press it. It's
like
people in my phone.
I have 145 selfies.
But are they of you or just faces in your phone? Because I realize that iPhone just identifies any face.
They're kind of...
all you?
They're all me, honey.
See, most of
there's one of my cat and that's it. Yeah, they're all me.
Most of mine are like
bad?
Friends. No.
Is that bad?
No. You have to make sure that you have the right selfie.
It shows that you love yourself.
No, it's like really just I was trying to get good at taking them. So more like their practice, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you didn't delete them.
No.
I have given up on selfie taking cuz I just don't think I'm good at taking selfies anymore.
Look, here's my selfie after Cool Sculpting.
Ooh, I mean, no, it looks great. Fun. It looks fantastic.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just show you a picture of me in my underwear, but
I didn't even notice that part.
Sorry. Oh,
see,
gosh.
Like I have a fitness model in my phone for inspiration, and she looks fantastic.
Oh, I have like all kinds of pictures of Britney Spears abs.
Like there's nudie pictures in my phone, and they're not even of me. They're just basically of fitness models.
Yeah, me too. All right. And there is a ridiculous amount of photos of dogs and cats that are not mine.
A ridiculous amount of baby pictures of my friends because I'm obsessed with baby photos.
Like, oh my gosh, they're cute. That looks like me when I was little.
And then I have pictures of me falling asleep at random places because I'm the queen of sleeping anywhere.
I have pictures of spring hard at work.
Hard at work.
Who takes those pictures of you sleeping?
My friends.
Oh, okay.
I have a stupid amount of pictures of Elizabeth Taylor in my phone.
Reasonable.
Stupid amount.
I have a lot of Marilyn.
I also have a lot of donut pictures. Is that bad?
Donut.
Oh,
like,
so
why would you take pictures of donut?
Because I can't have them and I just, so I look at them and pretend.
Oh.
I have a picture of Cardi B in my phone.
Who?
She's from Love and Hip Hop.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. You just lost me right there. Look, see, here's Britney Spears' abs. I just keep photos of Britney Spears in my phone. Okay, I think what is in your photo library says a lot about you. That's for sure. All right, guys. So I have a question. Is there anything... Katy Perry just got signed to judge American Idol.
Yes.
We know that they're bringing it back. It went away for a reason. Is there anything, what can American Idol, what can ABC do to make you watch? What could they do to make you watch American Idol?
I can't think of anything because I stopped such a long time ago and I only watch now for the audition.
Like a rotating chair, would that do it for you?
No, because that's copying The Voice.
I know. Like, I'm trying to think, like, what are they going to do to make this show interesting, to make me come back on board? Somebody who is a fan of the original American Idol. Is there anything
Bring
that they could
Paula.
Do?
Bring back Paula.
That would make you watch?
Maybe.
Simon.
If they brought back Simon, I would maybe watch also.
I think that would be the only thing they could even do it, Simon, because Simon was the reason why the first one was so popular, because they wanted to hear what Grumpy Simon was going to say.
And it was the reason that ratings went down year over year after he left.
Yeah.
Well, I actually stopped watching, I think, 2 seasons before he left, and I cannot remember why. Yeah.
I mean, gosh, here's the thing. The formula was, you know, became so predictable and redundant.
Right.
Those auditions, they would stretch them out over 3 nights, and the after the break would, and it's just, it got to be like, they got to be too impressed with themselves, mm-hmm. where they started to believe their own hype, and it just ruined the show. So I wonder how they're going to reinvent, like, the audition process. Like, now, you know, there's all social media that's way more prevalent now than when American Idol started. Like, is that going to be a component? How's this going to work? Are they going to open it up to people of all ages like The Voice does? Like, you don't have to be a certain age to be on The Voice. I'm trying to think of something that could make me watch.
Yeah.
Because it's not Katy Perry, as much as I love her.
When The Voice started, I didn't want to watch, and I have never seen an episode of The Voice.
Neither have I.
Ever. And the only reason why I haven't, because I was so obsessed with American Idol, and I had already stopped watching American Idol
by then.
You
didn't want to cheat on it.
That, and I had no interest in watching a show that was similar to American Idol. But now that The Voice is so popular, and I kind of like how they do their stuff.
I watched the auditions and the battle and the steel rounds just to see how they argue with each other.
Like, those are cool.
And because I need to see 5 minutes of Adam Levine and what Gwen Stefani's wearing, and then usually I'm out.
Well, this is funny with Adam Levine and Blake Shelton are going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, it always is. Yeah. They're like my boys, but
American Idol sounds boring now compared to that.
I can't imagine, like, is Katy Perry really gonna give up her career to do this? Like, I see her being on for one season and then just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they.
Well, what else is she doing? Because I know she does songwriting.
She just mounted the tour,
right?
Yeah, she's a songwriter. She's, you know, a performer.
Mm-hmm.
She's successful. Like, I don't know. Chris Daughtry's this close to re-signing, so that's fine. At least he participated in the show and knows what it's like to go through the audition and the judging process. But, like, are they going to have the audience vote like they did before? Like, I don't know how this works.
I literally could not care less about American Idol.
And honestly, that's how I really feel, too. Except that I'm racking my brain. Literally, I'm in bed at night before I go to sleep. Like, what are they going to do? Like,
and Ryan Seacrest is hosting.
Short of bringing back Brian Dunkelman, who quit the show in the first season because he said he didn't get it. And that's how Ryan Seacrest wound up being a... he said he didn't
get it. I don't understand this. Wow, he must be so upset right now.
He's an idiot. But one of the single most... one of the single biggest flubs in, I think, Hollywood history that he quit that show.
You got Dunkelman, then you got the guy who quit the Beatles.
Pete Best?
Yeah. And then also you got that guy who quit the Bee Gees right before they hit big, the non-brother of the Bee
Really?
Gees.
I didn't know there was a non-brother.
Yeah, back in the 60s, I
think. Yeah, or like someone like Camila Cabello. No, I'm just kidding. Fifth Harmony.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine. I don't know about the other four.
I know.
Well, no, there's one of them. What's her name? Is it Lauren?
Normani Corday is about to win Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
she's
see?
Top
so
three.
She's fine.
Yeah, but what do you do after that?
I don't freaking know.
When you win Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know.
No, you really don't do much.
You spend your lifetime polishing that trophy because it's full of mirrors. Gosh, there's not enough Windex in the world. Okay, so we don't think that there's anything, any way that they can reinvent American Idol to pique our interest.
Nope.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
What about you? Is there anything American Idol can do? Hey, universe out there. No, not you either?
I can't think of anything because American Idol to me was, I can't remember what night of the week it was, but it was something I actually sat down with
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
To watch.
Yeah.
Right. And it was before Bravo became popular. So Housewives hadn't invaded our lives yet.
Right. True.
And it was so exciting because I think it was like twice a week.
Yeah.
Right.
You had performance night and then elimination night.
Right. So I remember we used to, my mom would pick us up and she was like, oh, like they're going to eliminate someone tonight. Like it was actually a big deal in my house.
Yeah. It was unique at the time.
There right. But
like
now
it.
I don't have that connection anymore. I don't watch it. So I can't think of anything that would make me want to watch
like
it.
Like Mike will tell you where we worked before. Our program director and I used to have these like poster boards where we would cut out the names and the photos of like
that sounds fun
of the top 12
right.
And then we would before they it went to the live shows mm-hmm. You know the into the big arena like we would go through and try to rank who we thought would get voted off in what week and who ultimately would win and because that's how popular the show was.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to put it to the listeners. Is there anything American Idol can do, and what would that be to get you interested in watching it when it returns to ABC next year?
What do you think
know?
They could do?
Nothing.
Because you asked us.
Okay. The whole genre has changed.
I'm with Mike in that.
What if they bring, like, cover artists? No, that's not the same because they need to audition.
If they bring Simon and Paula back. Yeah, I want a little of the OG. And Randy Jackson, I might even be like, okay,
Randy
dog.
Randy Jackson was
be my
cool.
dog. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
exactly.
The dog pound.
Like, he was just like, I'm not feeling a dog. And I'm like,
no,
you right, Randy.
You're
I'm
little
not
pitchy.
Feeling it either.
He's a little pitchy dog. Yeah. I don't know. No, pretty much nothing. Like, I can't care less.
Right.
And I'm actually really pretty much over all of these reality talent shows.
Same.
I don't watch any of them anymore.
See,
nope,
look,
nothing.
Now you'll be able to get to sleep tonight. You won't be laying there. Wondering.
Okay, so it's a lost cause. It's 100%
total lost cause.
Total lost cause.
That's me with reality shows because I talk so much crap about them. But if you sit me down for one episode, I'm hooked. I'm watching them for 10 hours straight.
I quit Kardashians cold turkey. I quit Teen Mom cold turkey. So I'm over at Ashley, our digital girl. I'm over at her house weighing myself because we're doing this cleanse. Mm. So she has a scale. So I went over there like real quick after work to like weigh myself. And she had a new episode of the Kardashians was on, and wasn't I transfixed like a deer caught in headlights for like two? And then I was like, "Ooh, maybe when I go home,
yep.
I'll start watching like the season that I missed."
Because you need to know. You need to know. I don't know why, but you need to know.
Yeah, for Idol, American Idol, for me, I would be like that guy in Clockwork Orange at the end of the Clockwork Orange, where they have him strapped down. Where
yes,
they're forcing him to watch all the violence
uh-huh,
with
uh-huh.
his
eyes
popped eyes
open.
Open.
Yeah,
that's what it would have to take to get me to watch it.
Yeah.
Wow,
strap me in a chair.
That is really extreme.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of Around the Mic. I'm Heather DeLuca. You can listen to Mike Richmond and Social Spring on The Mike Show weekdays, 5:30 to 10.
Please.
Give us a good rating if you like this. It makes Mike feel better.
Please.
And
tell a friend.
We will talk to you next week on Around the Mic.
Bye.
Thank you.